Hello, you're listening to ADD. Thanks for tuning in. This is a special edition featuring Victor Continental. Please enjoy Vic's Picks only on ADD, and we'll see you at Victor Continental's Hard Times with Victor Continental. Thanks for listening to ADD.
Parental discretion is advised.
Okay.
So let me tell you a story.
They're doing some interview thing.
Jason.
Oh. Yeah, we're doing an interview now for Lawrence.com.
Okay.
Well, hey, what's up? You're tuned into ADD, the local Lawrence culture arts podcast. We're standing here with Victor Continental. He's back in town.
Hello, how are you?
And he's about to bring his reign of dripping sexuality and terror to an asshole near you.
Oh, you flatter me. You really do.
So anyway, Victor, thanks for doing the podcast.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure, Jason. You know, for years I have noticed your ass from afar. I have been to your website, and I have been there two or three times, and I keep messing up my computer because I sperm all over it. It's crazy. I don't know why. It's just you're there, and I look at your face. It's okay.
It's okay. I understand that. Yeah. People tell me that.
It's me, bitches. Hey,
so, what's the theme for this year's show?
Today, we're going to talk about, this year is Victor's hard times. It's hard times for the world. I personally don't have many hard times. I don't know. Sometimes, like when my gorilla mask gets all fucked up during sex, that's a hard time for me. Other times, it's VCR porn. That's a hard time for me. When you got to stop and fast forward in the middle of a blowjob. That's too bad. Yes.
How has the BP oil spill affected you?
Well, I don't try to go to the gas station much. And so most of the time I go somewhere, I take my own personal jet, which is fueled by bourbon. Or single malt scotch, depending on what we have. And I think I killed a lot of fish that I could have been eating, but you know what they say, if it smells like fish, eat it, okay?
Okay, all right. I think I'm picking up what you're laying down.
You smell what I'm stepping in?
I think I'm stepping in what you're smelling. So, all right, so then why Lawrence? Why do you keep coming back here?
Oh, I love Lawrence. I think it's the most sexy town in the world. It sucks you can't smoke here. But such is life, it's like the rest of the world. I think one day the only place you will be able to smoke is space, and one day I want to go back there.
What's up, baby? Yeah, we looking good. You know we passing Pluto, you know. Can I tell you something? You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. Swept me off my feet. You know you could have been a...
So then, I'm assuming though, you guys sell out every year, don't you?
Yes, we generally sell more tickets than Shell Crow. Sell more tickets than Shell Crow. Sell more tickets than Shell Crow.
We got the remix. Yeah.
Parental discretion is advised.
Last year, we bumped somebody last year. That was supposed to do a concert here, but we sell so much goddamn beer that Liberty Hall bumped them and took us. It was some good band. I can't remember now.
Yeah, probably Fish.
Probably. Somebody, Daryl Hannah, maybe.
Yeah. So, all right.
Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Sonic Youth.
Maybe it was Sonic Youth.
I believe it was.
We wanted to play, but we had it booked.
Yes, thank you.
So, really, let's get down. Let's do Dick's Picks.
Yes!
So, what is your what's your favorite record of 2010?
My favorite record is The Long Jump.
I've been going for a minute, now I'm back with the jump off. Goons in the club, case something jumps off. Back up for the hive, let the pump off. In the graveyard is where you get jumped off. All we wanna do is party and buy everybody at the barbecue.
What's your favorite film, 2010?
My favorite film is 35mm. I don't like the digital stuff. It makes me crazy.
Okay, okay. What's your favorite food this year?
My favorite food? Well, that's weird. I like a banana. Sometimes I eat a peach.
Okay. Are there any new ways you found to lose your virginity over again this year?
It depends. Yes, because actually I've been experimenting by dressing up like a zombie. Because I hear that people like to have sex with dead people. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I walk around to see if I can score that way. It's okay.
Okay.
Should I try to hide the way I feel inside my heart for you? Would you say that you would try to love me too? In your mind, could you ever be really close to me? I can tell the way you smile.
Speaking of different ways, what any new favorite animals this year?
No favorite animals. Since I had that rash a couple years ago, I've pretty much stayed away from the four-legged friends. But the ostrich, on the other hand, that is something that is to be beckoned with.
All right, what about footwear? What's keeping you moving on your feet?
Oh, let's see. I like to wear thongs a lot. A lot of people call them the flip-flops nowadays. I don't know why. Maybe because they don't want to wear underwear on their feet. And I like Red Wings. Red Wings are good. I wear those a lot.
Okay. So fashion do for 2010.
Fashion do. Do not wear something ugly.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
That's why I don't blind date. Because of ugly niggas like you. Boy, you ain't impressing me, telling me about the things you do. I know you wanna make it rain, but it can't wash the ugly off you. And you're trying to land a chick like me, cause you probably think I'm making you look cute.
Fashion don't for 2010.
Fashion don't. Don't wear anything if you have a nice body.
I'm saying my chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, badder than yours. My chick do stuff that I can't even put in words. Her swagger don't stop, her body won't quit. So full pipe down, you ain't talking about shit. My chick bad, tell me if you seen her. She always bring the racket like Venus and Serena.
Anything else has been weighing on your mind lately?
Well, I have been thinking about fairy tales a lot, and I want to write my own. It's called The Little Matador That Could, and I have my brother, actually my nephew, Lincoln Continental. We were talking earlier, he was going to play the part, but it's a work in progress.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. So how do you feel about the Shrek franchise?
Shrek, any man that is big and green and smells like ass and can still get laid, he's a friend of mine.
Oh, Fiona, you look so sexy.
Shrek, you're always filming me with that camera.
That's kind of the point. You're ready for the big night?
I guess so.
Give me the camera. I'm the director, damn it. This is gonna be hot.
Right. I did hear a story once that you were so excited you were diving into a bag of cocaine and it actually was glitter. Is that true or no?
Well, the story goes, Jason, that it was only summer of... I don't know, one of my years. I was there, and I thought that I was buying those little things you squeeze and they pop, and that you wrap shit in. But and then I jumped into it because I thought there was actually an Oriental girl in there. But and then later on, the story has over the years become bigger and bigger. But I had plenty of coke that day.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
I'm trying to do it all tonight. I got plans. I got a certain lust for life. And as it stands, everything is going as right as it can. They trying to shoot down my flight.
So are there any highlights thus far for Victor Continental in 2010?
No, my hair has always been the same color. I like how it works, and it works for me. I don't think I should do anything with it.
Okay, I believe that is the consensus.
Indeed, yes. And for the record, I don't do coke anymore, for the record. Because it's too goddamn expensive, man. And it makes me numb.
A Parental discretion is advised.
What's Victor Continental doing now for the future?
For the future, well, we are stopping in Lawrence for the tour. Then we go off to Iktursk. I believe we're going to Iktursk, and then we have a small stint in Kamchatka. And then we will end up in Madagascar. That's the key to risk, for the record. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you ever want to play.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll get down next time.
Yes, strip risk? Oh, that's what I talk about.
Oh my God. What's your favorite downtown store?
My favorite downtown store. I like to do things, but my favorite downtown store might have to be the Round Corner Drug, just because it has the word drug in it. It makes me giggle every time I say it.
Or
the Pink Box. Yes, the Pink Box, because the Round Corner, she sold to a Mexican man, and now he sells the burritos, and so I have to go look for a Pink Box.
Okay, yeah, Pink Box.
Yes,
that's a new exciting location in Lawrence.
Yes, and what a great name. I mean, whoever is in charge of the marketing of that place, they're really on top of their game, because who does not want to come to a Pink Box? I tell you what.
Quite delicious.
The man that is living to ejaculate, he's in a predator mode. And when a man is in a predator mode, he's going to look for the weaknesses of a woman that's lonely. Her vagina is cold. She's laying in bed at night playing with her toys. Don't let every man hit the bottom of your vagina, the root of your vagina.
They don't know about the bottom. They don't know about the bottom.
Yeah, that bottom one. But see, every man may not know, because he might not have a penis to really know how to hit that bottom, or how to lift to hit that bottom and work that middle with a woman. She spread her legs wide and she starts screaming, saying, "Yeah, daddy, that's it." Or she might start cursing or screaming out all types of profanities because he done hit the bottom. And now her mind, she insane. Her mind ain't good because the penis done ejaculated all in her brain.
Do you have any predictions for 2011?
Yes. I think that the mullet will come back into style. And I think I will become one more year older on my next birthday.
Okay. If you make it to that birthday.
If I make it. But I'm not quite sure actually how old I am. You see, I washed up on the shore once, and I was raised by gypsies and sold to hookers. And one time I asked the head gypsy when I was born, and she said in the summertime. So, I don't know.
So this, just the entire summer, it's just one party for you?
Yes, you've got the party in the summertime. It only happens once a year.
Do you have a preferred beverage?
A preferred beverage. I like the wet ones. No, I like a martini. I like a 3-olive vodka martini. And I don't care if you shake it or stir it, as long as you put it in my mouth and make me swallow.
Oh my God. Do you wear socks?
Do I wear socks on my what?
It just seems to be this trend amongst men not wearing socks these days. Like, they don't want to interrupt the flow of the shoe to body ratio.
Well, actually, Jason, most of the time when I take off my shoes, it's because I'm taking off the rest of my clothes, and the last thing I want to do is get sexy with a woman when my feet are marinating in a pair of leather shoes that make me smell like yesterday's asshole.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. That's exactly what I wanted.
Yes, you don't want to go. How many times have you gone home with a girl and had to go to the shower to wash your goddamn feet because you were afraid?
Never.
Me either. Okay. Next question.
Oh my God. Especially after everyone stopped doing coke. And
yes.
Stopped going to the bathroom.
Now that your olfactory works and you can smell things, you don't want to go in there smelling like a diaper.
Mm-hmm. Cocaine running round my heart, and then running, Lord, it running round my brain. I woke up that morning, I had a hungry pain. All I wanted for breakfast was some good old cold.
Are there any Is there any other, are there any artists at the moment that are inspiring you?
I like Sing Tao. He's a very good man of mine. He also make a beer, I believe. And I like Garth Brooks. Dead. Okay. That's what I got there.
Oh, man. All right. Let's see.
Oh, and I also like some works by John Philip Sousa.
Okay.
Yes, he blow a mean horn.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I do believe I know who to whom you're referring.
Yes.
Well, I wish you best of luck in this performance this year.
Jason, if I die today, I have talked to you, and that's good enough for me, my man.
Right on.
You are so sexy.
Thank you. I try.
Yes, yes.
Well, let's do a little high five over the internet.
Okay. And I assume I'm going to see you at the show?
Yes, I will be there.
Yes, and I will say, hello, Jason, remember me? We talked on the other day on the tape, on the radio, and it was all good, and then we got drunk and had sex. I should leave that part out.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess I should ask you first, huh?
You could probably do it. You could probably throw a little Twitter joke out there for me.
About Twitter? Yeah. I will make your twat tweet.
Right on. Well, yes. I will be there. Everybody come out to the Victor Continental Show.
Woo!
July 23rd and 24th.
Yes.
At Liberty Hall. Tickets are still available.
Yes, they are. And if you don't show up, then you're going to wish you did.
All right.
Okay.
2010 and onward.
Yeah, so you want to stay with me?
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. My goddamn.
Oh, wow. Okay, that was great. You did really well. I was having the hardest time not laughing the entire time.
Girl, you make me want to get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Knock you up.
Pregnant. Now usually I leave the club with a girl who has a man and take her to a hotel for just a one night stand. See, I'm a player, so I ain't trying to take her on no dates. But much like my patrol man, I'm just trying to take it straight. Until I met this girl in the club with an unbelievable booty. The sweetest girl in the world to me, and on top of that, she's a cutie. I ain't seen nothing like
Parental discretion is advised.